Minnesota.
Auto spot service.
Good morning, November 669 Whiskey Romeo.
All right, this is Daryl in Galt. How do you pronounce that?
Inglesby, I'll help you with that.
Inglesby, okay, a new spelling.
Yeah.
Okay, what can I get for you?
All right, well, I want to put a couple flight plans in when you're ready.
All right, Daryl, off of what airport you're leaving from?
I'm at Bravo Delta Hotel. I'll be off Bravo Delta Hotel 30 minutes from now. And I want to go from Bravo Delta Hotel direct to Millington, Tennessee. That's Kilo November Quebec Alpha.
All right, what altitude?
I'm going to go 270 and direct, and it will take me 2 hours. I have 5 or 4 hours on fuel, and there are two aboard today. What did I forget?
Well, nothing really. Do you want any remarks added to this?
No, I don't think I need any remarks.
Okay. So you're coming off of Wilmer at 1220, flight level 270, direct Millington, Tennessee. 2 hours with 4 hours fuel and two people. Is that all correct?
Right.
All right.
That's all correct.
I've got that one on file. Then you want to file the second one, you said?
Yeah. Give me about, 30 minutes on the ground at Millington.
Okay.
And
you're leaving at 1220. You said 2 hours to get there about 2020. You said 30 minutes. That'd be 2050.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want to go from Millington to Craig intersection. That's Charlie Romeo Gulf. Then Ormond Beach, OMN. And 7 Foxtrot Lima 6. That's Spruce Creek.
Okay.
And that
would
be another 270 again.
Okay.
And that should take me about 2 hours on that leg. I'll have 5 hours on the fuel and still two aboard.
And still no remarks?
Still no remarks.
All right, sir, I got both of those on file. File reports are appreciated. As always, you can update your weather with flight service. Did you need for me to check latest adverse conditions or anything specific I can get for you?
Yeah, I looked. It didn't seem to be anything. If you've got any adverse conditions or hazardous politicians, I'd like to know that.
Well, I'm not going to have any of that, but I don't see any TFR is for politicians, but just 1 second, let me see.
Okay.
7 Foxtrot Lima 6. Okay. Now, let me look and see what we do as far as any adverse conditions.
Okay.
Coming, I don't see anything coming out of between Minnesota and Memphis area. No adverse conditions at all. Let me double check one thing. I think that should be mostly in the clear across that route, that entire route. Right around Millington, you start picking up some clouds in the 4,000 range, I would think. But no adverse conditions on that first leg. Other than, let's see, you said 270. I know there's issuing an AirMAT for turbulence that would include southern Missouri as well as all the way get it to come up from here now. All right, yes. Starting at 2100, so you're leaving late. You'll be leaving out of there by 2020. So anyway, starting at 2100, an AirMAT for moderate turbulence between flight level 280 to 410. That's roughly between Memphis Memphis and the Georgia borders. And that's about 2100 to 0300. And then they've got another AirMAT for. Let's see. Check the rest of the turbulence. Other than AirMAT for turbulence throughout western Georgia. That's in effect until 2100, but really expected to go into the evening between flight level 280 to 400. And then they've issued an outlook for beyond that. Let's see. For all the way down to really all of Georgia and all the way down to Ormond Beach. I mean, not Ormond Beach, but all the way down to Daytona, Spruce Creek. And that's for between 21 Zulu to 03 Zulu, moderate turbulence. Again, flood level 280 to 400. So you can expect on the second leg anyway, moderate turbulence of 280 and up. You know, I know you're going to 270. But let's see then, other than that, let's see what else we got for the southern the second leg. Let's see. Matt, for IFR, for your really arrival into basically anything north of Spruce of Daytona Beach. See the 1,000, visibility below 3 and mist. And basically all of that Florida, far northeastern Florida, north of Daytona Beach. And that's valid to 2,100, but expected to go through 03 Zulu. And then on top of that, you've got center weather advisories. Now, these are only good for 2 hours at a time down in Georgia, so they're going to be expired before you get there. These current ones right now, that's for Apache, low IFR. So they're going to be longer expired, but you may want to check en route with flight service en route to see if anything's updated on that. But actually, these are all just for low IFR anyway. You'd be overflying that. That's basically anything basically north of about St. Augustine, just south of Jacksonville, from that point all the way to southern Georgia. But that's a little off where you'd be overflying all that. So, but it's on a long flight like this, it's always a good idea to give flight service a check to see if they amended the air mats. Up, you know, at a 2100, they put out new air mats about 2045 or so. And let me just make sure there's no other, let's see, as far as adverse, make sure there's no forecast for thunderstorms right now. Let's see. Rain showers, western Tennessee, northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, Mississippi and Alabama. Looks like all four isolated thunderstorms in northern Alabama, not just until 2100. So that should be all long past by the time you get through.
Yeah, I should overfly most of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of those thunderstorms they were saying getting up into 370, but it looks like they're expecting to not. They're taking those thunderstorms out of the forecast by about 2100 for northern Alabama. So should be over before you get there. Georgia, see southern Georgia, not much to speak of there. Isolated range, light rain showers. And northern Florida, or all of Florida, let's see here if we've got anything for all of Florida. Northern part of the state, no adverse conditions at all. I don't see any other adverse conditions, no runway or airport closures, anything like that, no TFRs. So, no other adverse conditions. Do you need a standard briefing or anything else specific?
That should do me. I appreciate your help.
All right. Pilot Reports appreciating you. That's Weather Flight Service. You have a good day, sir.
All right. Happy New Year. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy New Year. Weather briefings will last forever if you let them.